Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 6, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this governing body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All of these things we pray in your holy name. Amen.
Please join me in the following motion, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'm going to go a little bit out of order and go under County Commissioners Adam B., which is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Men's Health Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Peterson, if you would like to, is Holly Peterson here? Who's here, Linda? Okay, if y'all will come on up to the podium and bring your group, I'll read this resolution.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. Welcome. The resolution reads, whereas National Men's Health Month is an awareness initiative to inform the public about men's preventable health problems and to encourage early detection and treatment of diseases. And whereas in June, the Gift of Life with medical partners, Baptist Hospitals in Southeast Texas, and local health care organizations will provide medically underserved men with free prostate cancer tests and other important screenings, along with educational outreach to heighten awareness of men's preventable health problems in Southeast Texas, at targeted screening locations in Orange on Saturday, June 4th, at Lamar State College Beaumont on Saturday, June 11th, at Lamar Institute of Technology, and Port Arthur on Saturday, June 25th, at Carl Parker Center. And whereas early detection is the best protection, and statistics reflect that 5-year survival rate for men whose prostate cancer is diagnosed early is nearly 100%, and whereas since 2000, the Gift of Life has made available nearly 8,400 free prostate cancer screenings and helped extend the lives of 69 men who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Screenings, diagnostic tests, and cancer treatment costs were entirely paid for by the Gift of Life. And whereas the Gift of Life provides extensive educational outreach programming in 7 counties, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County is hereby proclaimed June of 2016 as Men's Health Month, and Monday, June 6th, as the Gift of Life Program's Men's Health Awareness Day in Jefferson County. And we urge all men in our community to pursue preventive health practices and early detection efforts. Signed by the members of the Commissioners Court. Ms. Sampson?
I
Incidentally, I have pictures of Commissioner Alford at the Champagne and Ribs, and I'm, for $5 a shot, I'll let you do them. It's our pleasure, and I appreciate you expressing your gratitude to Commissioner Sport. I feel like it's Commissioner Sport in Jefferson County. I think I speak for everybody up here that's deeply indebted to the gift of life and to the Baptist Hospital System for your support of this project and the labor of love, and we appreciate it. Ms. Sue? Back to our regular agenda. Under first thing, item A is receive and file bids for a rebid of term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item B is receive and file bids for major drive extension from SH-124 to LaBelle Road. Item C is no bids received for the sale of used low-level passenger boarding bridges. Item D is consider and approve specs for professional engineering services for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item E is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of an offer for the rebid of term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County with Hill Country Pest Control, as shown on attachment A. Yes. New bid. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County with fire control protection systems for a fourth and final additional one-year renewal from June 28, 2016 to June 27, 2017. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container services for Jefferson County with XL Medical Waste Industrial Transportation Waste LLC and Republic Services of Beaumont for a first additional one-year renewal from June 28, 2016 until June 27, 2017. Items H and I will be tabled until next week. Item J is considering possibly approved disposition of two low-level passenger boarding bridges from Jack Brooks Regional Airport as authorized by local government code section 263.1523. Cost for labor, materials, and equipment for demolition removal is $10,752. Item K is considering approved discretionary exemption authorized by local government code section 262.02A7D. I don't think that's the correct. Yes. I think that's 024. For items that can be obtained from only one source due to captive replacement parts or components for equipment for seat modifications to Safe Boats International LLC in the amount of $57,004.36. Item L is considering approved, execute, receive, and file a sole source exemption pursuant to local government code 262.0247A for the scanning of deed and mortgage and lien photostat books into the TRTA Gov, all minimum records management software used by the county clerk to Thomson Reuters Manatron. Item M is to consider and approve utilizing available capital project funds to replace the existing air conditioners for the radio towers sites located on Highway 73 for the countywide 800 millihertz radio system in the amount of $14,588, and that cost is shared by all entities in Jefferson, Hardin, and Orange County. Item N is to consider and approve a land survey and appraisal of county property located behind the old Texas Youth Commission facility located in Precinct 2. Okay, so do I have a motion to approve all agenda items under purchasing with the exception of E, H, and I?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Commissioner, I think it's somewhere near 110 acres. It was originally 140, and I think we sold about 25 of it.
Also, Judge, Commissioners, under purchasing on C, you notice there was no bids received. If you go back, what the court requested from the airport manager was to get us a new boarding bridge adequate to cover the passengers. He's done that. These old boarding bridges, as I understand it, are in the way. We cannot get the jets close enough to the terminal using the new boarding bridge. Correct me if I'm wrong, Alex. Under J, the item was to consider, possibly approve the disposition of these two bridges. As I understand it, we don't have the capabilities to tear these things apart and get them away from our terminal in order to use the new bridge. I'm kind of reluctant. We got to get them moved, but I don't know if it's worth, you know, making another try once we get them moved away from the building to use our new bridge. To maybe go back and try to do a resale. I would defer to purchasing and airport manager on that.
And I've heard from numerous users in the airport that they're ready.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out to the court to take into consideration, but we absolutely got to get a move so we can use the new boarding bridge.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Now do I have a motion on item E, rebid of term contract termite treatment?
Move.
Move. Do I have a second?
Let me ask a question before I make a second. This company is from where?
Austin.
We couldn't find no one in our area.
The first bid came back in the year of commission about a month ago. We only had one bid from the same company. I actually went to bid from the same bid. We need to get local exterminating companies engaged involved in this. We went back to it. They sent out over 25 or 30 different letters to different exterminators in this region with all the information that comes to the bid. My surprise, we did not get a single local bid back from the bid.
No local bid. I want to make sure I got it out there because you know how we get hammered on.
And I questioned it again when we got that last.
I just wanted to make sure that, because I, you know me, I have those concerns that pop up.
Okay.
I'll second it. I'll second it.
Any further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for District Clerk for additional cost for IVR system in the amount of $7,000. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 2 for additional cost for mental examination. Item C is to consider and approve a budget amendment for a sheriff for replacement of vehicle and equipment that wrecked and the other driver had no insurance in the amount of $38,239. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for road and bridge in Precinct 4 for additional postage. Item E is consider and approve a sub-month TCEQ for an underground storage tank violation in the amount of $3,441 and approved directing the penalty to the Supplemental Environmental Project for the 2011-31 Chief Community First Time Sewer Service for low-income homeowners under the direction of Jefferson County. Item F is consider approve a letter of intent to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with UTMB prenatal program for the lease of county property at a monthly rate of $3,548.40. With UTMB being responsible for all costs of improvements and relocation. Item G is consider approved purchase of 6 new dome cameras and replacement of 3 PTZ cameras in the amount of $13,923. Using the Juvenile Delinquency Prevention Fund, which is Fund 857. Item H is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending April 30th, 2016. Item I is regular county bills, check numbers 421018 through 421244, the period ending May 30th, and check numbers 421245 through 421466 for the period ending today. And via addendum, item J is considering approved project completion report for the Cheek Sewer Improvement Project, contract number 713250, Texas Department of Agriculture. I have a motion on those items under auditor.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Austin. Seconded by Commissioner Senator. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is considering possibly approve a resolution regarding excessive force during nonviolent civil rights demonstrations. Item C is considering possibly approve a resolution opposing any legislation that increases the maximum transport hallways over roadways in Jefferson County. Item D is considered possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file Texas Department of Agriculture coordinated hog out management grant for Jefferson County. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a resolution designating authorized signatories for the contractual documents related to the Texas Community Block Grant Fund for contract in grant number 06-0101. By addendum, item F is considering possibly approve the Golden Triangle Minority Business Council's temporary temporarily use storage space at the old head building in Fort Dodge. I have a motion on those items under County Commissioner. Moved by Commissioner Simba.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
One question, Jerry.
Yes.
Excuse me. In the resolution of the civil rights and demonstration, would you kind of give us a...
Yes, sir. We are applying for grant funding from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and through Park, Texas Parks and Wildlife, and one of their grant requirements is that the Commissioner's Court has passed a resolution regarding the use of excessive force during nonviolent demonstrations, which seems to me to be a very empty resolution because law enforcement would not be authorized to use excessive force in a nonviolent demonstration. So if it makes them happy, I guess we'll give them what they ask for.
And that's why I wanted to make sure, because I know there may be questions about it.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. From the tax assessor, we have one item. The A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution imposing rules by the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles that increase county revenues and increase county costs and reduce local control with respect to the issuance of license plates. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under engineering, we have four items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Valero Partners, LLC, for the distribution of refined products located in Precinct 2 of South Florida Drive. Item B is to consider and approve a plat of county property, Tract 1A and 1B, located off of Riverboat Road in Precinct 2. Item C is to receive and file a donation deed for 0.48 acres of land from Jeffrey and Wanda Witt to Jefferson County, located in Precinct 1 off North Downing Road. Item D is to consider and possibly approve the final plat of Ridgecrest Subdivision Unit 4, Blocks 5 and 6, Lots 1 through 21, which is an extension of the existing Ridgecrest Subdivision, located in Precinct 2 off Highway 365 and within the Beaumont, Texas territorial jurisdiction. That meets all the requirements for both the city and Jefferson County Engineering Department. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
Judge, I'll make a motion and have a question.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Yes, sir.
Engineering, did we get all of the approvals from those agencies like DD6, DD7 when it comes to drainage and things of that nature?
Yes, sir, we did. We have all that from DD6. They've had quite a bit of input, and we had quite a few changes to make on those plans. We got all that done.
Just want to make sure we have it on the way.
I'd also like to thank Don and working through this, and I'd like to thank Mr. Wingate. We look forward to seeing some houses out there and development out in our rural area.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under risk management, we have one item A to consider and possibly approve renewal of airport and operator liability insurance for Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Ace Property and Casualty Insurance Company with 3-year fixed premium policy option of $8,200. A motion on that item. Moved.
Second.
And seconded by Commissioners Weaver and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under the sheriff, item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing LaWanda M. Hancock for 23 years and 4 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Sheriff, is Ms. Hancock here today? Do I have a motion? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, via addendum, we have one item for the county clerk, which is to consider and approve expenditure from record management funds to the county clerk's office for on-site scanning of photostat books to resolve issues with bad images on a microfilm conversion project by Thompson Reuters in the amount of $74,863.50. Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner. in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Any member of the court have anything to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Mr. Rupp?
Just want to remind everybody, this Saturday we're supposed to have the B-17 and the T-6 and another aircraft at the airport. Weather permitting, forecast looks like rain, but y'all know anybody that control the rain, just tell them, just push it back a day. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here today, and that completes our agenda, and we are adjourned. And commissioners, don't run off.